Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey, good morning. Welcome in, Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000. Buddy, good morning. Good to be back in the studio with you. We had a fun-filled weekend of sports.
Absolutely. You had a lot to talk about. College basketball, a little baseball, a lot of NFL speculation, NBA. So it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, it was interesting to see all the college stuff going on. Loyola's back in the dance. Illinois. Io's playing with the Lone Ranger mask on, and yeah. He was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So plenty to talk about. I'm also, though, I'm very concerned about the lack of prowess around your home when it comes to technology. I mean, listen, you love the bells and whistles of new technology. You also have to be able to learn how to be able to utilize it, too, and use it properly. I mean, you're in a deep sleep with Mindy, nice and quiet. Then something happens in your home. What happened there last night?
Okay, so we have a system called a Sonos. It's like a speaker system in the house to play music. And as you know, I am not a music aficionado. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I am a guy who...
You're also not very good with music either.
Probably accurate statement.
Yeah.
And last night, I tried to go to bed early. The All-Star game was on. I saw some of that. I watched some of the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Oprah interview.
Yes.
And I had money on the under in the Oregon State game, which didn't end well for me. And I'm flipping around, and I'm like, I'm going to bed. That's it.
You had the under in the Meghan Markle interview, 2 hours or less.
Holy smokes.
You get 2 hours around the number. But
okay, so I go to sleep. My wife's up late. She's working on a project for work. She's in the office at home, and I'm asleep. I vaguely remember her coming to bed. Must have been around 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I know, I hear this awful but loud music playing. I'm like, what in the hell is she doing? And then I look, she's right next to me. She's asleep.
Yes.
And I'm like, Mindy, what is that? Huh? What is that noise? And then she pops up. Oh, my God. I don't know. So she leaves the room. She comes back. I can't figure out what it is. I'm like, well, I wasn't listening to music all day.
Yes.
If I didn't tell you before, I'm not very good at music.
Ah.
And she said, well, I had some music on in the background while I was doing my work, but nothing like that. I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now she makes me get out of bed. So we're in the kitchen. I don't know. Whatever time I sent the tweet out, and she can't figure it out. I'm like, just give me the phone. I'll close all your apps. And I close all the apps. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it to stop. And people, I tweeted it, and people are like, well, first of all, why are you tweeting rather than helping her? Because I can't figure out how to turn the infernal thing off.
So might as well stop trying. And
people are tweeting at me, like, hey, man, just unplug it. No, it is wired from behind the kitchen cabinets. I can't just unplug it.
Yeah, you're just trying to have a good night's sleep.
Right.
And all of a sudden, man, there's music just blaring. And you're just like, how can I turn this off? And you're like, how? And like, where is the off button, right?
Right.
All you just want to do is get a good night's sleep.
Right.
And all of a sudden, music is playing. And you're like, what is that? That's all you want, right?
Correct.
So what do you do?
So It ended up, she, oh my God. She went to the
30-second ad.
Yes.
She went to the phone, and she's trying to, she clicks on the Sonos app. It says nothing's playing. Then she tries to open up her iTunes Apple Music.
Yes.
It says nothing's playing. It was like the creepiest, weirdest thing. But then she says, oh, God, is it playing outside? Because we have speakers in the backyard. And nobody's in the backyard. All our furniture's covered. And she opens it. Dude, it sounded like there was a party going on.
That's what you want, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just want the neighbors to get so mad at you.
So I can guarantee you
that
my neighbors are not happy.
Oh, my God.
They can't be happy.
So what happens when you get home, man? Are people going to look at you a little weird?
Well, I'm wondering if, you know, David and Lisa, Rodney and Dawn, John and Jamie, like those are our neighbors there. I'm wondering what I'm going to be walking into when I get home today. Is there going to be a letter?
I can't turn this off. Hold on. Let me try, honey. Take that. Nope. Didn't work. Take that. Nope. Still didn't work.
Crazy.
I'm out of ideas. Let's tweet.
That's basically what I did. Mellor's cracking up in there.
Could you imagine? They're thinking there's like some wild party out there. So, Cap, what are you going to do now? Now, tell me the ultimate solution. What's the ultimate solution now to fix all this? So it doesn't happen again.
I don't know. That's the thing. Because I said to Mindy, what's going to prevent it from going off again?
Yeah.
Like, I do TV stuff in the afternoon from home. Heaven forbid she's got an explicit song.
Yes.
Which she does.
Uh-huh.
Because she's way cooler than me.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen doesn't swear.
She's into gangster rap.
She's into all that.
Oh, my. Well, that's something. Wow, that's not good for the soccer moms out there in the neighborhood.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my.
My wife, whatever's on the Apple Top 50 songs, Top 100, that's her.
Oh, the gangster rap. Oh, that's got to be uncomfortable for the people there, like to clutch their pearls in your neighborhood.
Because she was playing something a few weeks ago, and Brett goes, did they just swear in that song, Brad? Like, yeah, think they did, bud. It's not our kind of music.
I love it.
And
so it's not what you normally listen to, the Sinatra in the back of the limo.
Pretty much.
So it wasn't Sinatra.
It was not Sinatra.
Oh, I see. All right.
So I have no idea what to do when this thing happens again. And, I mean, it's hard for me to go back to sleep.
Right.
Once I wake up to get back to sleep, I play golf in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to visualize each shot. I usually three or four holes in, I'm fast asleep.
Right.
No shot last night.
Stuck in the sand all of a sudden.
I was like on the back nine of my 54th round. It was brutal. So.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I said to her, Mindy, how could you do this? She's like, don't blame me. It's your fault.
Excuse me?
Yeah. My fault.
How?
Because I wanted to get a Sonos.
That's fine, but it's not your fault that that happened. You're just trying to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Get some shut-eye.
Thank you.
He blames you. And so she's the one who's playing music.
I mean.
That's something.
We closed the. People were tweeting, turn the app off. Do you not know about a fuse box?
Oh, just power down the entire home.
Exactly.
Just take the whole thing down.
Brutal.
Now you got 12 o'clock flashing everywhere.
Exactly.
Now you got to reset everything.
Right.
That's not going to work.
No.
Gosh. I just wonder about the neighbors, man, because they're going to think that you're in some wild rave, you know, some kind of wild party, like you're on Billion something.
Right. What is he doing over there?
What's going on with the Kaplans?
Yeah.
Do they like to party?
Yeah.
And do they have whips and chains? I mean, that's you don't want that.
No.
My God.
They have a pineapple on their front door. What's going on?
Hmm. You're just a nice, wholesome family. Now people are going to be pointing at you. They're going to be talking about you in the area. They play music all night.
Loud, and it's awful.
You know what we call that on my side of town?
Mm-hmm.
Monday. That's what happened to you. We call that Monday. That happens all the time. South side, that's going to happen all the time. Somebody just gets in the grooves like, you know what? I'm just going to play some LTD. I'm just going to play some old school. I'm just going to play some music, no matter what time it is. And what are you going to do about it? Like, the cops going to come by, knocking on the door?
Nothing.
They got bigger fish to fry than someone playing music so loud.
100%.
Just saying. They got other things to do. They're like, hey, just tell your neighbor to turn it down. But now, here's what you don't want, Cap. You don't want people looking at you sideways.
Correct.
Oh, God. They already do that anyway.
Like, I'm fully expecting when I turn the corner, Marissa and Robbie are going to be outside going, dude, you woke up our kid. They got little kids.
Oh, God.
Woke up our kids, the whole deal.
You don't want that. So, I understand.
So
but it's her fault, though.
So
100%.
Yes.
That's not all, though, Hoodie.
Hmm.
That was last night, late last night into the night, right? You guys having your own technical issues?
Yeah.
What went on yesterday on the way to breakfast, Cap?
Yeah, what'd you do yesterday on your way to breakfast? Something happened?
I went and picked up breakfast at Espresso.
Yes.
For the family.
Yep.
Nothing like Sunday morning breakfast with the family on my way to Espresso. I don't know what happened there. I deleted the post, but not quickly enough.
Clearly not fast enough. This goes on for another 90 seconds.
I don't know what I did, because if I played the video on my phone, which I have, it's still normal. I don't know what happened there either.
Oh, I know what happened.
Wait a minute. I know what happened.
No, you're not an idiot. You're an alien. That's what that was, pal. It goes back to our conversation on Friday. Half man, half alien.
It's all coming unraveled right now for the alien creature right now.
Careful, Cap. Your alien side's coming out. I'm just telling you, man. There's more things out there than you know. Take that, take that, take that. I guess so. You're a freaking alien.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, then, because how do you explain that? That ain't normal life right there. What is that?
I don't know why my video did that. Because if I play the video on my phone,
yeah.
I'm just telling you that it's normal. Like,
nothing like Sunday morning breakfast with the family on my way to Express.
Oh, there it is. So what did I do?
Well, you clearly moved half the video into slow motion. There.
How? I didn't touch it.
You know me, I'm not the biggest social media person. Maybe that was God's way of telling you that no one cares you're getting breakfast.
Then don't follow me.
I'm just suggesting that.
Then don't follow me. I came to a realization while I was gone.
That you love Connecticut?
No.
That you want to spend extra prices on taxes on everything in Connecticut?
I do not want to live in Connecticut.
Okay.
Hard pass. Hard pass. But
what'd you realize?
The show Police in the Afternoon aside,
oh,
I don't care. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to be who I am. Take that.
That's not a new revelation. That you've always been that way.
Pretty much.
And you know what? I've been that way, too.
Exactly. That's why we love each
that's
other.
That's right. And that's why you're part...
My guy.
That's why you're part alien.
There you go. But what I did to that...
There he is again.
...video, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm just telling you, man. There's other stuff out there. You gotta be just. You think that we're part of this? We're just a speck on the ass of life. We're just a little. And then,
I'm wondering if one of our kids tried to play music over the weekend. We had some of the kids over. I'm wondering if they tried to play music and they were playing it at their place in the city, and it was still hooked up to my system. I don't know if that's possible. I'm not sharp enough mechanically to tell you that, but
since you speak afterlife, exactly what were you trying to tell the people? Were you telling people in Mars how good Loyola was? What was that?
Pretty much.
That sounds like point-to-point communication with the third kind there.
I have no idea. Like, if Meller said to me, hey, record a video and do it in slow motion, I have no idea what I did to be able to do that. None. Anyway. 312-332-3776. It's Monday. That's right. We could all use a little good news to start the week, so I have some big good news for all you fans. I'll share it with you all next.
Now something for the Martian Radio Network. What do you have also?
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, Back to more Cap and Jacob on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Issues in the middle of the night, and then I get up to go to the bathroom at like 3, and I see I got a text message from you. I'm like, what in the H is he doing up at 1:05 on Twitter? And turned out you were working.
Yes. Doing a show with Will Perdue for Sirius XM as we put a bow on the All-Star festivities. So we're up late doing that show and entertaining the NBA fans on NBA radio.
There you go.
So they had a fun time doing that with the four-time NBA champion. Four-time. NBA champion Will Perdue.
How about that?
Four times.
Take that.
Yeah.
So anyway, here is what I have learned. I reported this a few weeks ago, but I believe it will be announced today. I have a very good City Hall source. He's never let me down. And they are going to announce today both Guaranteed Rate and Wrigley Field will allow fans in for opening day of the baseball season. The number I'm hearing, what I heard is mayor's office offered 20% of capacity. Mm-hmm. Both Cubs and White Sox, who were united, it was bipartisan, won 30%. The mayor's office was trying to settle at 25%, but the problem is to run a ballpark, to hire staff, they needed time. They got to make sure, you know, are we putting only vaccinated? Are they going to have enough staff who've been vaccinated? Is there staff who hasn't been that are willing to work in an environment like all of it? Plus, to, you know, power a ballpark and mm-hmm. to put all the security, everything. They said they need a minimum of 30% to even make it worth their while. So we'll see what the mayor's office announces today in conjunction with the Cubs and White Sox. But relax, you will have a chance to see a baseball game.
It's the first sign of normalcy that we've had around here for a while.
Yep.
We know that the bars and restaurants is fluctuated back and forth, but just driving around the south side of the weekend, you start seeing cars around the clubs and the bars like, okay, we're back. Slowly but surely, we're back. And
right.
Of course, for us baseball fans, Cubs and White Sox, the fact that we'll be able to have fans in the stands, whether season ticket holders or those that can be able to get and purchase tickets, that's a positive. Now, we see this in the NBA in some markets, Cap, not all, but in some markets where even in New York, there are fans in Madison Square Garden. There's some at Barclays as well. So even the major cities are starting to open up a little bit more. And so that's the first sign that you're feeling pretty good, like, okay, we're turning the corner here on COVID-19 where we're allowing fans to be back in stadiums.
Right. So it'll be cool. You know, this weekend, yesterday was Jake Arrieta's re-debut, mm-hmm. as a Cub.
Sure.
So we got breakfast, and Brett's like, Dad, we got to make sure we have that game on. Like, let's do it. Do the Cubs not own Marquee?
Yes. What's wrong with the Marquee Network? You won't be saying that in 2 years.
What's wrong with the Marquee Network, Miller? How are you not playing a freaking game on TV?
Man, Jake spring Arrieta. Training, man. Yeah, spring training. You just want to get one in on Saturday or Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Baseball Man for my Baseball Man. We'll air them when we want.
I mean,
thank you,
Tom. I mean, it's a Sunday. The weather out there is gorgeous. And Jake Arrieta's on the hill.
Right.
So we were able to find a workaround and watch it on my iPad.
How'd you watch that?
Got to know people.
Dodger feed?
The Diamondback feed.
They play the Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Oh, so the Brendley feed.
That's a fine.
Okay. Get the Brendley feed going.
Correct.
All right.
We heard Bob.
Yep.
And Jake, 2 innings scoreless. Rizzo, a long home run on a fastball in his eyes.
I know how you got that feed. Now I know.
Gracie! Cap! Take that! Give me your password.
Because no problem, brother. Gotcha.
Was it Dingbat?
Is that, was that the password to get in?
Dingbat.
Dingbat. All right, there you go.
Exactly. So, anyway, we were able to watch that. Adibert Alzali was awful.
No bleep. He was awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
Cubs had a 3-0 lead. I'm thinking, oh, this is fun to watch. Then Brett's like, well, there's a hit. There's another hit, Dad. All right, it's 3-1. It's 3-2. Dad, we're losing. Like, my God.
Was he looking for the Book Shambi feed? Was he upset that it was the Diamondback feed?
Pretty much.
I thought he would be. Yes.
Pretty much.
It wasn't the norm, right?
So yeah. I just don't understand. On both sides of town, why can't we have more baseball?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know why that's the case. I don't know why.
The Hawks were on, I believe, the national and local feeds yesterday because I watched PB and doing his pregame and all that. So the game was available on 174 or on 200, mm-hmm. which is NBC Sports Chicago, where we go. So I'm like, all right, the Sox might have rolled into the hockey game, so that maybe they didn't do that. But the Cub game?
Yeah. Well, if nothing else, we do have White Sox baseball for you this afternoon.
2:00.
As they take on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
How about that? Could that be a preview of the World Series?
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
You imagine that?
And you'll be able to get Len Casper and Darren Jackson. You will not get the Charlie Steiner feed.
No.
You'll actually get our feed.
Correct.
So that's a positive in that direction.
Yep. And The game should be fun to listen to. It always warm. And today it's supposed to be 67 or 68 here.
Yeah.
No, Danny?
Tracy's topped out. Tracy Butler, the only meteorologist that matters. Hers topped out at 61.
61. What's tomorrow supposed to be?
It's about the same as today.
Oh, we turned to 10 to 12 very quickly here with the weather forecast. You got the rest of the 5-day? So, what are we doing here? I mean, so.
I was thinking it would be almost 70 today.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in shorts.
Okay. All right. Well, that's surprising. I mean, of course you're wearing shorts today. Brother like me, still got the long underwear on until June. Because I'm smart.
So, again, as I reported, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago.
Yep.
It was going to happen.
It's great, man.
And now it is going to happen. I'm being told the announcement will be today by my City Hall source.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find out the percentage today. But there are going to be fans.
What else did Andy Shaw tell you?
It wasn't Andy Shaw.
Wasn't Andy Shaw. All right. Mm-mm. All right. So,
Paul Meinke.
All right. So, I saw him the other day. So I saw his name in the news. Arizona.
There you go.
There
you go. So White Sox Dodgers today, 2 p.m. on ESPN 1000. Waddle and Sylvie will follow immediately after the game.
Yeah, after the game, too.
So we'll see how it all shakes out, but it's good to have baseball back and get some fans in there.
To the phones.
To the phones we go. Joe's in Mokina. Hey, Joe, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, fellas. Happy Monday, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, sure.
So, Cap, I think I have a remedy to your mystery music situation.
Yep.
And as soon as I heard you say your kid had friends over, I'm guilty of doing this to my girlfriend all the time. I set a phantom alarm on her Alexa to go off at 3 in the morning sometimes just to mess with her.
Oh, so that's phenomenal.
You might want to check that because I'll be at her house and she won't be in the room. I'll say, hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 3 a.m. with music level at 10. And, and she'll text me, bleepity bleep every night, every time that I do it. So, yeah, when you go home, you might want to check that.
I'm going to have to check because we were both in the kitchen. First of all, I wasn't, what I would say, overdressed in the kitchen trying to figure this thing out. And then she opens a sliding door and it's out there like a party. I mean, crazy. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you, man. Have a good week.
Did you ever tell us how you finally got it off?
Pardon the expression.
Yeah, Mindy and... That didn't happen. Mindy ended up having to, reboot her phone. So she had... First of all, she's trying to turn off the phone, and I'm like, hon, you got to hold the button down for a while, and it finally flashes up. And I'm like, don't hit that. That says SOS. Just slide the bar across the top, and it finally cut off the music. Finally.
And what? And you said you were bad at music, but what song were your neighbors rocking out to?
I have no idea. It was.
Was
awful.
It hard rock? Was it country? Was it rap?
She doesn't listen to country.
Give us a genre.
It wasn't rap. It was like
It's Primus. My name is Mud.
Like alternative.
That's like, it's like I like Primus, dude. I bet you JR does too. Thumbs up or down? Thumbs up from JR Strauss, our music expert. Primus is good, dude.
If you want to get on someone's nerves and turn it up to 10, you get that.
Yeah.
Those drums. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was something like adult alternative. You know,
adult alternative now.
Like the.
It's just
that's what the channel. No, the channel on
there's an adult
XM
alternative.
Says adult alternative. Yeah,
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yes,
is that so. What? Where do you find that on the dial? Is that the mix? That's not.
Q101.
Q101 is adult alternative.
Adult alternative.
Yes.
So, anyway, we finally got it turned off. But the thing is, when she has her phone back on tonight, is it going to go off again?
Boy, I hope so.
I hope
for
not.
The content of the show. I hope this is a daily routine.
Daily routine? No, that man needs to sleep.
That was awful.
You didn't want to deal with that.
I just loved it. How long was it going off for?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. And what, 2 or 3 minutes in, and you're like, that's it, I'm out, I got to tweet.
Pretty much. I said, hon, do you know how to close the apps? And she got a new phone. No. Her phone had the home button.
Yeah.
Just slide up.
About this song just resonates in Riverwoods. Just for 20 minutes on a loop. That would just drive me nuts, man.
That's pretty much what it was like.
Just loud.
It was awful. Anyway, the All-Star festivities all took place on one day. We break down said festivities. That's coming up next.
Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So we had the skills competition, which each round was so fast. DeMontis, like, it would be over in like 20 seconds. Sabonis, the winner.
Well, from that standpoint, let's put a pin on that for a second. That is the competition for big guys now.
Yeah.
Because we've had other guys that are forwards that are winning that particular competition. So that's really was a competition for little guards, right? Mm-hmm. Now you could see the evolution of the game, Cap.
Yep.
When you have a Sabonis at his size, the ability to go through all those
6'9",
cones,
right?
Yeah. The cones and going back and forth. Big guys can do that 15, 20 years ago. So this is a competition now for guys of his size to be able to do that. Hey, Carl Anthony Towns won that a couple years ago.
Correct.
The same competition.
Correct.
It's crazy.
Crazy. So we watched that. And then me, Mindy, Brett, we always like to have a competition. So we each got to pick a three-point shooter. Of course, Mindy got first pick, and she took Steph Curry. I'm like, oh, really? And so I took Donovan Mitchell. Brett got Zach LaVine with the second pick. And, of course, Steph at the end when he had to, because he started miss, miss, miss. I'm like, wow, Steph's going to lose. I wonder who. Because I didn't bet on it. And all of a sudden, here we go. He just starts lighting it up, and then he needs that last shot to go. Bam. Got it. Game over. Thanks for coming.
No hyperbole. Is he the greatest shooter you've ever seen? Long-range shooter you've ever seen?
Probably. Ray Allen was amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who else I watched. I mean, I've seen highlights, and I was a little kid when he played, and he's been long deceased. Pete Maravich was amazing to watch shoot. Amazing. And they didn't have the three-point line. And he still averaged 44 in college without the three-point line. So it was fun to watch.
I mean, that guy, he's the greatest shooter I've ever seen, and here's why. Because the three-point shooters that you liked from back in the day had to be at the perfect spot, catch and shoot guys. That guy does it however you want it, off the bounce, in the middle of the floor.
Whether, pull up on the break.
Whatever, however you want it, right? You want a three-pointer, tell me where you want it, and I'll do it. But some of these guys with the classic, give it to me, woo-woo, give it to me, bend the knees, perfect form with the shoulders, the flick of the wrist, and three. That's the difference. Like, Ray Allen was great in his day. Larry Bird was great. Reggie Miller was great. Steve Nash. Dirk was great for a big guy. The list goes up. Peja was great, right? There's so many, but they were specialists. Here's Steph Curry. It's a different level, Cap. I mean, so to the point where he's unguardable at that spot.
He is.
I never thought I would ever say that, like, Jordan was unguardable for a lot. Like, but this is a different type. Like, it sounds funny when I say it, right? Steph Curry unguardable. Oh, you can guard anybody. But that guy will shoot it over you. You can have the best defense, hand up, and he can still knock it down.
He finds a way.
I know that sounds weird, right? Like, oh, that little guy is unguardable. It kind of is.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how good a shooter he is. I was entertained by that. I'll be honest with you. I thought the dunk contest was a snooze fest, and I thought the game was a bore. But I don't enjoy basketball where it's nobody guards anybody. You pull up at the three. I just thought it was as boring as anything. I'm not a huge All-Star fan. I'm not. So
That All-Star game is not for the heart of competition. Now, what I loved about it is that they did play for something. They took care of the HBCUs yesterday. It was in Atlanta, so that had to be the theme, right? Mm-hmm. There are 10 HBCUs in the Atlanta area. There's 100, over 100 around the country.
And so for people out there saying, the what?
The historically black colleges.
Correct. Yes. I know, but there are people out there going, what is that?
Yeah, so yeah. So that's why that was important yesterday, because they raised money. Team LeBron won all four quarters, OCBA style. So they've won all four quarters and won money for the Thurgood Marshall Fund. And that was $1.3 million.
Correct.
So, listen, the All-Star game has never been about the best of the best in hard competition. It's never been about that. What it was about House of Highlights. It was about, what's the thing that Travis is into? The cutting of the
NBA Top Shot.
Yeah, I'm sure people were able to get their best top shots there, clipping off their best highlight. It was a highlight film.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who doesn't want the Dame Lillard Elam ending top shot?
Yes.
Right? You know, what do you guys think about that, the Elam ending? Now we've seen it 2 years in a row. Where,
I like it.
You know, they just, whatever the end of the final score at the end of the third is, that's how, no untimed fourth quarter, first person, you know, first team to get to the 24 points in addition to whatever the leading team has is the winner of the game. How do you guys like that?
I have no problem with that because it cuts it off at a certain point. The fourth quarter doesn't, the game is an exhibition, so it doesn't mean anything. So just cut it off at some point. I got no problem.
Could
with
you
that.
Ever wrap your head around doing an actual NBA game like that?
Sure.
I like it. I think, sure. I mean,
it's cool.
It's for highlights, man.
Yeah.
That's what the All-Star game. If you're a basketball purist, you're not going to watch it.
Yeah, I was bored.
No, it's just highlights. Young people love to see Chris Paul dunk in a game. Like that. When does that ever happen?
It was back-to-back. Chris Paul alley-oop to Steph Curry. When's the last time you saw Steph Curry dunk? Right. Then the very next possession, Steph Curry alley-oop to Chris Paul. It's like, when's the last time Chris Paul's dunking?
Yeah. That's all that was. And then LeBron, by the way. See, this is the businessman, LeBron, man. See, this is why I know you didn't like the All-Star game. One of the reasons why is because the leader of Team LeBron was like, nah, I'll play 13 minutes.
Right.
I'm
here. Like, that's progress.
13 minutes. He just is out there just for a cup of coffee.
Right.
And is laid back. He's so smart because you know what this is, right? Team LeBron. The difference between Team LeBron and Team Durant was like, I'll take my teammate Kyrie Irving first. Are you an idiot?
Right.
Really? I understand that that's your guy, but you know LeBron will never take Irving. You could take Irving later on.
You could have got Irving in the 18th round.
Yeah, you'll get Kyrie, and Kyrie's no slouch, but I'm just like, but you did it for personal reasons.
Right.
You did, let me take my teammate James Harden. And LeBron's like, you know what, I'm going to play until my son's in the league. So what's up, Giannis? Joker, what's up, man? He took all the guys he wants for the Lakers in the 4 or 5 years.
Markedly better.
Smart. Smart.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Cap, hopefully, I know LeBron's recruiting. I know there's no doubt he is. But I think that Zach LaVine might have been doing the same.
No question. Guys, it's different in Chicago now.
It's buzz.
Agree with you 100%.
See, Derek wouldn't do it, right? I'll never recruit. I ain't gonna recruit. Are you not? Excuse me? You don't think you need help? Cool. Cool.
Let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, cool. No, you're not going to recruit?
Right.
Cool. You're too cool to say, hey, man, I got something special going on with Joe Kim and Lou Aldang and Tibbs is a really good coach. You don't think you want to do that? Fine. good. You don't think Zach LaVine was talking to some of the guys? There's a little buzz about LaVine because he deserved the opportunity to be in the All-Star game. He deserved to be in the three-point competition. And because the Bulls on the outside look more of an organization, like relevant.
They look more professional.
I guess you could say that, yeah. I'm sure that
relevance
they're like,
probably the best word.
Yeah, I think they're looking at it, Cap, and just like, Zach's like, hey, what's up, man? So you going to resign, maybe? Are you going to come with me? Of course.
Right.
That's how you do
it. Hey, man, I'm not going to sign until summer 22, so we don't have to use any cap space. We got 52 million in space this summer. Why don't you come with us?
It's just being a good businessman.
Yes.
Yes. Some would call it tampering. I would call it being a good businessman.
Correct.
You think LeBron wasn't doing that? LeBron is the Tom Brady of that sport.
Agreed.
Because of how old he is and still has something left in the tank.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of LeBron's. I know that's not cool in Chicago to say. I'm a huge LeBron James fan.
I
think he's quality off the floor. He's a family guy. He started that school. He pays for kids to go to college. His foundation's given away tens of millions to the less fortunate. Like, he's just a quality dude, man.
He's doing more than Jordan ever did because Jordan, in some circles, wasn't allowed to be able to take that step, right? Mm-hmm. To speak out on social justice, to be able to do what he does for people.
Right.
LeBron wants to do that because...
That's a fine.
No, not a cough. No, not a cough, just a throat issue.
Hoodie's fighting through it. There's no phlegm, no discernible phlegm.
I like Hoodie's Houston Oilers t-shirt today.
Don't worry about it, pal. Just focus on the topic. Nonetheless, I'm saying is that what LeBron's doing right now, LeBron is doing more than Jordan did in his career. And for you to like Jordan, you know why you like Jordan? Because you're a grown-up. That's why. This hate over LeBron James is nonsense.
Right.
He doesn't play for my team, but I can still respect what he does.
I think that's changed, though. I think the tide's turned on people disliking LeBron just for the sake of it. People didn't like him at first because he put together the big three in Miami, and people thought that was spoiled. People didn't like LeBron here in Chicago because it's always the LeBron versus MJ. But if you're not going down that road of who's the greatest ever, I think most basketball fans, most sports fans have a ton of respect and like LeBron James.
Yeah,
I don't think it's the cool thing to hate him.
Well, let's check our Twitter afterwards. It'll be a different story. But listen.
Well, like in this town, you say LeBron James, and people automatically want to get defensive. No, it's Michael. It's Michael. You can have a LeBron James conversation and his greatness without invoking the name.
Well
MJ.
Said, Danny. Well said.
Also, let's keep our eyes on Embiid and Simmons. They were not part of it because their barber had COVID-19 or something with COVID-19, so they didn't play. And thank God that, see, this is why science is cool. Because imagine if that was not picked up and there is Embiid and Simmons say, what's up? Yeah, what's going on? And all of a sudden he touches LeBron. What's up? He's touching Donovan Mitchell again. Well, you know, who knows, right?
Right. Whole league shut down. All the best players. 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Like, really?
So at least they didn't show up like, yo, you guys were around your barber. What's up with the barber? Is this the second story you heard of
Chiefs.
A barber?
Yeah, Super Bowl. The Chiefs.
Well, you know what? They're not sanitary. You got to make sure you got your gloves on and your mask. Make sure that whoever you're giving a lineup to, a nice fade to, make sure you clean your stuff, man.
Right.
Come on, man. Is there COVID in the Clippers?
Mark, what's good?
Come on, man.
All right. They are here, and they are spectacular. Next.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Arby's, we have the meat.
When I landed in New York and then I took a car service to the hotel in Stamford, Connecticut, my wife calls and sends a picture, which I sent to Danny. And she said, okay, you got a package from Arby's, a big box.
Yeah.
And it had two meat sweatsuits that they look like the meats. And two, what would you call those? 10-gallon redneck hats?
Arby's Derbies.
Arby's Derbies.
Yeah.
and a couple gift cards and a nice letter. The letter said...
What does it say, George McCaskey? What does the letter say? It says, sell the Bears.
Yeah, sell the team. No, we're going to keep working on it. Sincerely, George H. McCaskey.
A great letter from one of our great fans here says, dear George, go F yourself, sell the team. And I replied, nope, we're going to hold on to it. Go Bears.
Thank
George.
You.
Thank
Bear
you.
Down.
Yes.
With the bear head and the down.
Yeah, right.
The arrow. David and Jonathan.
Yeah.
We would officially like to congratulate you for taking on the Meat Mountain. We had a chance to watch you guys on the Twitch stream, and we must say it was quite impressive. To reward you for your efforts, we are gifting you both with your very own pair of meat sweats. These meat sweats are reserved for our biggest fans, and you guys earned them. Be sure to wear them proudly. We've also included an Arby's hat for each of you, along with Arby's gift cards that you can use on your next visit. Your friend, Arby's.
Arby's, we have the meat.
All right. For sandwiches. God almighty. What kind of money they have? Well, the voice of Archer apparently does not mind doing the commercials for Arby's. So that's what, so the reason why they have these hats is because, I mean, that's when you pull up to Arby's.
That's it.
They've got the big derby, right?
The big derby.
So, yeah.
How awful are these outfits?
On a scale of 1 to awful.
I mean, awful. They're as awful as they get. And the hat, when Cap sent the picture, the hat looked cool, like it was a Pharrell hat. That hat's not cool at all. There's nothing cool. But the only cool part is about the sweatshirt jacket thing. The inside of the hood is like the old school, like brown Arby's with the logo. That's pretty cool.
Danny thought they were reversible.
If you could reverse it and wear that brown Arby's gear, I think it would be cool. But the Meat Mountain jacket itself is disgusting.
How about the pants?
Disgusting. I can't wait till you guys wear this.
Tomorrow at 9:50?
The whole 9 o'clock hour. Twitch, everyone. Oh, get to Twitch
tomorrow.
If you've never Twitched before.
Is that today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
We're going to make 9 a.m. the meat hour tomorrow.
Yes, the meat hour.
Part of the expression.
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. All hour tomorrow, 9 a.m., 9 to 10. The boys will be in the meat suit.
Dude, so this Saturday, Hoodie's coming out to my house. I'm cooking like an afternoon meal for us. We're doing two games at the Chipotle Clash of Champions, and then we go back at night and do the championship game. So in the middle, he's not going to drive all the way back to South Shore. He's going to come up to my house, and I'm going to cook some food on the grill. Maybe we do the games in these outfits.
Maybe you'll do the game in the outfit. Maybe it'll be a one-man booth.
I like the idea of you showing up to the Chipotle Classic in Arby's meat sweats.
That's it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our broadcast, along with Coach David Kaplan. I'm Jonathan Hood. I mean,
You know what? You guys will go viral if you show up to the Chipotle Classic in Arby's meat sweats. Absolutely, that's going to be a run. You will be all
maybe
over.
Chipotle
you'll be internet
could
famous.
Send us, like, burrito outfits.
What is a burrito outfit, Cap? I mean, just like, an aluminum foil, just look like, you know, like spacemen? Yeah. What do we look like?
Pretty much, with all the ingredients.
How about no?
Excuse me, Jonathan, what is that all over you? Oh, that's guacamole. Sorry.
Again, I'm the coolest guy that you know. Could you imagine me looking uncool in this? I can't get back to the South Side with this.
I cannot wait to see you in that outfit.
Yeah, but I'm laughing at this hat, man. I don't understand. Like, you've got to be able to get this more round. Brothers, I tell you what, 87th Street, they go to the club, man. They'd sport this hat. It would go with a nice outfit, like a nice suit this color, the Arby's color. They'd be like, what's going on, baby? You know I drink your bathwater. You know I pay bills. With this big hat on, right? You know I pay your bills, baby. You know, that's exactly. They'd come in with this hat and with no shame. It's like, Mr. Martin, what you doing with that hat? Yeah, just want you to know. I got the meats.
Arby's, we have the meats.
I mean, seriously, you listen. You know, like Mr. G's, some of these taverns around oh, they're wearing this hat. But it's got to just be better rounded, though. It just, it's got so many dents in it and everything.
Exactly.
It's weird. So it's got to get blocked off here.
Who's the dude in Fat Albert who has the hat pulled over his head?
Bill Cosby.
No, not him.
I mean, he was the voice of whoever it was.
That's true.
It's
true.
It's like, you know, so that's what it is, man.
I think his name was Dumb Donald.
Is that who it was?
I think so.
With the eye holes, right?
Yeah.
We could do that with that hat.
I mean,
you could be Dumb Donald. Dumb Cap.
Yeah.
Dumb David.
Dumb David. There we go.
Eye holes.
I almost said something that got me in a lot of trouble.
Say it.
I did, no.
Well, if you're not going to say that, let's talk about International Women's Day.
Okay. We'll talk to Shea Pepler, one of our favorites. It's International Women's Day. We're going to catch up with one of the voices of the NFL channel on SiriusXM, get the latest goings on with Russell Wilson and more. Shea Pepler in 2 minutes.